K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm at K-State University here recording to you on this Sunday morning, June 28th. Yeah, the final weekend of June 28th, 2026. Your very first time listening to this Kansas State podcast. Thank you so much again for taking time out of your weekend and do so. And we usually a daily podcast, all things KC sports, where that is baseball here in just a minute, football coming soon around the corner, September 5th, Nichols comes to Bill Snyder Family Stadium to open up, to kick off the officially the Colin Klein era, Casey Alexander, new head coach over on the Mets basketball front there as well, and so much more. Obviously, there is women's volleyball, women's soccer. There's that cross country around the corner as well. Fall sports is coming very, very soon in just a couple of months there. You want to be a part of the action, make sure you do subscribe to this podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Yeah, so really two things here on this check-in Sunday there. Nope, I did not post an episode yesterday. So there will be an episode coming out tonight. So there's that. And I'm going to have, depending on how, let's see how this week goes for K-State sports, if I hear anything. But we got some extra football content that I've recorded over the past couple of weeks that's going to go out, obviously. We're going to continue our Football Friday theme throughout the summer. And once we hit the 2026 season, the start of it anyways, we're going to keep that theme rolling. Obviously, we're going to have sports around that, like women's soccer, women's volleyball, around that. So yeah, you want to make sure you want to be at least up to date with all that other stuff going on. So but two things real quick, and before I get to D. Kennedy's award here, another one here real quick. Camp has been going on for Kansas State women's basketball there, as it's been going on. I don't know. maybe it was a day for the kids, I'm not sure, but I did see on social the legends came back, or at least two of them came back to help out, and that was Jalen Glenn. And I forgot that. I still remember leaving this drawing a blank on Jalen's name. Couldn't believe it. But she came back, and Gabby Gregory has been all about K-State since her time here at K-State. Remember, Gabby Gregory was not, what's going on here, was not originally recruited to K-State. She came from, in the trailer portal. When the transfer portal was first introduced, Oklahoma. I think she also played before another team before then. No, I think it was just Oklahoma. And then, yeah, she came to K-State. It was a wrap from there. She was that huge glue piece there for this team. And I think Gabby, in my opinion, kind of kicked off, as I said this all along on the show. When it comes to K-State men's, or at least in the past, about this core four, the Glenn twin, or actually maybe core five, as you say, with the Glenn twins, Jalen's twin sister, Briley, Jalen, Gabby, obviously Ayoka Lee, starting her career outside of basketball in Manhattan, the last time I heard, and of course, Serena Sundell has been on a little bit of a, hiatus a little bit off the court. Not going to get into all that. Seeing her latest social media posts there as well. So those five in particular, I think Gabby started a huge trend, which really put K-State back, women's basketball back on. And I've said it on the show. That right there, putting the piece, you had the core and you missed that. Now everybody's restructuring their rosters, whether that is women's basketball and so forth there as well. But yeah, Gabby has been all about that K-State action, boss. probably since the very first time she stepped on here. Well, not on this podcast, but on campus out there in Manhattan, Kansas. So it's great. It's great to see. Jalen's been back and forth in Manhattan as well, kind of sneaking in a little bit. We saw the same I want to say the same four people at the WNIT not too long ago. So that bond is still so strong. You love to see it. You love to see it, especially in times where, we're sometimes fortunate, sometimes unfortunate to have those connections there as well. So yeah, that bond that's going to be there for forever. I feel like, and it should be. I just wanted to bring that up because that caught my attention looking at some social media posts. K-State and some others. So I wanted to bring that to attention here on this edition today on this podcast, which this episode will come out later on this afternoon. I'm thinking about the EG3 podcast, which is going to come out. I'm going to have a bonus episode. I might as well just put it out there since I brought it up here on the Pearl Project Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. By the time you listen to this, a second episode of the EG3 podcast should be out. We're getting after it this morning. So make sure if we talk San Diego on here, World Cup, all that jazz, and Eddie, EG3 might have finally threw a curveball in the fall plans. That will be the next episode. There's a lot of explaining to do on that one, but for right now, that's the EG podcast. We're going to turn it back to the K-State podcast here, where D. Kennedy was named 2026 D1 Baseball All-American third team earlier. I want to say just a couple days ago. I want to say Thursday, either Friday or Thursday, 2028. So yeah, Friday. This was announced on Friday. So there's that. So again, D. Kennedy, this marks the NCWWBA Code 6. The honor marks the NCBWA Code District. I did say it right. Sixth Player of the Year's fourth All-American selection of the season. Kennedy, got selected as the second team of the All-American honors from the NCWBA and Perfect Game. We have said that, feels like, for the last 2 weeks on this show. And then, of course, we just go back to the top of these orders, of these awards here in the postseason on the Pro Bunch of Podcasts, All Things K-State Sports, the ABCA Rawlings First Team All-Region semifinalists for the Golden Spikes Award, Dick Houser Trophy, and Brooks Wallace Award. He's garnered the first team All Big 12 recognition, midseason first team All American honors, D1 and Perfect Game, and has collected 5 Player of the Week awards from numerous organizations. D. Kennedy, again, for those of you new to the podcast, from Fort Worth, Texas this year. Let's go over those numbers one more time. I know we're fresh away from the baseball season, which was overall a disappointment. 357 hit batting average this past year with a 461 on-base percentage, and hit a slugging percentage of .733. A total of 79 hits this year in the year 2026, 20 home runs, and let's still go and throw in the 2020 guy. 20 home runs, 22 stolen bases, 69 runs driven in, and 70 runs scored there as well. And this baseball team finished with a 30-27 record in 2026. I haven't heard anything about a managerial change or whatnot. So if that does come to fruition, you know what we're gonna do on this podcast. We're gonna talk all about it. But for right now, everything is quiet on the baseball front, but not the D. Kennedy recognition. No. I'll be stunned if he's not taken past the three rounds of the Major League Baseball draft. I'm just going to throw that. I know I've said it before. I'm going to say it again. Very talented, and we're very lucky, very fortunate, really, to have some talented infielders the last couple years at K-State, whether that's Kalen Culpepper or D. Kennedy, or just to name a couple there as well. So, D. Kennedy has been in the news a lot, and for good reason, for his great season this year for the K-State baseball team. Again, D. Kennedy, another postseason award. If I can get back in here real quick. Of course not here. Let me type that up here real quick. Yeah, so D. Kennedy, third team All-American by D1 Baseball, another postseason accolade, the Pro Project Podcast, all these cases sports you can get. We're a podcast from Framble Daily Over, just a court case, the content, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. Make sure you are pass the word along. This is our opportunity to do it. Obviously, with K-State Athletics kind of quiet here through, and we're coming up to July 4th, the 250 edition, birthday of America. We're coming up on that here this week as well. So this is kind of a good time to tell your K-State friends about this podcast, because I think once we get towards the end of July, especially August, things are going to ratchet up, and we're going to be right here covering all these sports per usual on this show. You want to make sure you get on top of it. We're usually a daily podcast, and we usually have episodes on the weekends, and no exception here. This will come out later on this afternoon, probably following another work day on a Sunday. So there's that as well. So yep, we got that. That's kind of been the weekend, or on the back end of the week so far, for Kansas State Athletics. Alex Hayden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. As always, this has been another baseball edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports with Cats.